The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Smith and Petrie, while searching the yacht Lola, are informed of Caramay's arrival in Monte Carlo. Leaving Weymouth in charge of the yacht and Grisha, whom Smith has placed under arrest, Smith and Petrie, concerned about Caramay's safety, hurry back by plane. They find Caramay safe, however, and learn of Far Lo Sui's visit. Smith suspects that the insidious doctor will endeavor to recapture Fleurette and proceeds to lay a trap for his enemy. Fleurette and Sterling, still under the influence of an unknown drug, are taken to the Hospital Desjardins, where they are guarded by Petrie and Caramay. Smith has instructed Weymouth to surround the hospital with police, and hidden behind a screen in Fleurette's room, Smith awaits developments. Suddenly, he hears the call of a dacoit and knows that Dr. Fu Manchu is about to walk into the trap. Cautioning Petrie and Caramay to be silent, Smith crouches behind the screen when...
Dr. Fu Manchu.
Yes, Dr. Petrie. It has been some time since last we met, Caramay, my dear. Look at me.
Don't look at his eyes.
Look at me, Caramay.
Yes, master.
Petrie, the shade.
Do not move, Dr. Petrie. Mr. Smith, I had not anticipated this pleasure.
This is the end, Doctor. I shan't hesitate to pull the trigger this time.
Please observe the object I am holding in my hand. I... trust you recognize it.
Neyland, the disintegrator.
Yes. Both of you know the effectiveness of this device. Caramay.
Yes, master.
You will relieve Mr. Smith of his gun. Thank you. And now I fear I must ask you to help me, Dr. Petrie.
I won't do anything.
Please, Dr. Petrie. Open this bag which I have brought with me. You will find a hypodermic. Yes. And now come here. Thank you. I always enjoy having you assist me in medical matters, and I trust that soon I will be able to avail myself of your great talent permanently.
What do you want me to do?
Patience, Dr. Petrie. Unfortunately, you have succeeded, Mr. Smith. I did not intend that you should find Mr. Sterling on the little rose petal. A regrettable error on the part of Grisha, one of my most trusted servants. Perhaps the mysterious disappearance of Grisha from the destroyer has somewhat puzzled you, Mr. Smith.
It has, Dr. Fu.
I regret not to be able to explain this seeming mystery. Time does not permit it. And now, Dr. Petrie... you will inject half of the contents of the syringe into the arm of Fleurette and the remainder you may administer to Mr. Stelling.
Don't do it, Petrie.
Please do as I ask, Dr. Petrie. You will make the injection.
I will make the injection.
Yes. Let me inform you, Mr. Smith, that I am the only one who knows the counteractive to the drug that has been used on Florette and Stelling. It will take effect in exactly 30 minutes. No doubt my daughter, Thalo Sui, has revealed Florette's identity to you, Karame. Yes, she is your sister. The most perfect specimen of womanhood in the world and destined to be my wife, the mother of my son.
You may rule the world, Fu Manchu, but you can't control a woman's heart. Yes, your efforts have been in vain. Florette loves Paul Sterling.
You are wrong, Mr. Smith. Florette can love no one save myself. And if Paul Sterling has cast the shadow of either love or passion upon this mirror which I have patiently burnished to reflect my will, then there... Do not move, Mr. Smith. And do not triumph too soon. We will meet again, and then...
He walked into that closet, Nayland. There's no way out.
Remember, he has the disintegrator.
Smith, where is he? I saw you raise low the shade and...
I gave no signal.
I did, Nayland Smith, when his attention was centered on you.
Good, Karame. I knew you were acting when you submitted to him so readily.
But, Smith...
Have your gun ready, Weymouth. I'm going to open this door. Empty.
There's no way out of this closet, Smith.
He hasn't used the disintegrator, but I...
Oh, look, Weymouth. These fine lines here on the floor.
A trap door, Nayland.
Yes. Get an axe, Weymouth, or a crowbar. Anything to break down this floor.
Righto, Smith.
But how in heaven's name did he know that we'd be in this room, Nayland?
Don't ask me how, Petrie. He knew.
Where do you think this trap door leads to?
To a submarine. To the underground lagoon we found in Sinclair de la Roche. I knew it.
Steps leading down.
Yes, Petrie. He's clever, but not quite clever enough.
What do you mean, Nayland?
He can't get away with this time. Weymouth!
Yes, Smith?
How long will it take to get to the destroyer?
Oh, not very long. I have a motor launch waiting.
But, Nayland, aren't you going to follow him?
No, Petrie. That would be a waste of time. We know where he is. There's only one avenue of escape open, the submarine.
But there may be other exits from these underground passages.
We know of four. Sinclair de la Roche, the one on the cliff where we came out, this one here at the hospital, and the undersea outlet for the submarine.
Well, I know
for them. Every one of them is covered by Dubois' men. And the destroyer is waiting in the Bay of St. Clair.
By Jove, he walked into your trap, Nayland.
Yes, Petrie. Now listen. You and Karame must stay here. I'm leaving a strong police guard to bottle up this exit.
Right, Nayland.
Sterling and Florette will revive in 30 minutes. You heard what Dr. Fu Manchu said, and Karame's anxious to meet her sister.
But how do we know that the injection he forced me to make was the right one?
Whatever Fu Manchu has done, James dear, he has never lied.
If something happens here, Petrie, have Dubois notify me at once. I'll be on board the destroyer. Come along, Weymouth.
We've been waiting here almost 2 hours, Smith. I'm beginning to worry.
I'm not. The undersea exit is in this bay, and the electric motor of his submarine would have been picked up by our detector. No, Weymouth. Dr. Fu is very patient. No doubt he's waiting in the lagoon to make the break.
But supposing he's using a new kind of motor? You know Henrik Ericsson's inventive genius.
Oh, of course, there's that possibility. But this bay is very small. And in this calm sea, we'd have noticed some disturbance of the surface.
I only hope you're right.
I've got to be right. It's the only way he could possibly... Well, what is it, Captain?
We found it, Monsieur Smith.
What?
The detector has picked up the sound of a submarine.
Good.
He is heading east out of the bay.
Can you follow it by using the detector?
Certainly, Monsieur Smith.
He mustn't get away, Captain.
Our detector has a wide range, Monsieur. It should be easy to follow his motor.
Very well, let's get on the way. Keep her on the same course, Captain. I'm going to try the detector. Let me have those earphones, please.
Do you hear anything?
Yes, Weymouth, we've got him. We're almost directly over the submarine.
Miss Anna, you to me.
They're firing the wire gun, Smith.
Yes, he'll be forced to the surface. There. That should have some effect. If those bombs explode anywhere near the sub, there's no escape.
He stopped the motors, Monsieur. We do not hear it anymore.
He's lying on the bottom. Keep firing, Captain.
Oui, monsieur.
Perhaps he's been hit, Smith.
No, Weymouth. We'd see oil coming to the surface. He shut off his motor and gone to the bottom in order to save himself.
And the destroyer is circling, Smith.
Oh, yes. The captain knows what he's doing. Somewhere below.
There's one thing I don't understand, Smith.
What's that?
No doubt his craft is equipped with torpedo tubes. Why doesn't he use them?
I didn't want to admit it, but that's what has been puzzling me.
Still no sign of oil. Who's down there with him, Smith?
Well, he probably has an excellent crew.
Mr. Smith!
Yes?
Come here, quickly!
Something's happened, Weymouth. Come on.
We have him, Mr. Smith. His motors are working again. He's coming to the surface.
Ah, the end of the chase, Weymouth.
Yes, it looks as though he's admitting defeat.
Look, there, Weymouth.
Good Lord, Smith. Look at the size of that submarine.
Yes, Dr. Fu Manchu builds well.
He's out of it, Smith. There. They're opening the tower.
Your glasses, please, Captain.
You are, monsieur.
There's a man just climbing out, Smith. Can you recognize him?
No. Notify them that we're coming aboard, Captain.
Oui, monsieur. The boat and crew are ready.
Thank you.
I am coming with you.
Come on, Weymouth. Up you go. Where's the commander? Oh, Captain, have your men take charge of the submarine. You and Weymouth, come with me.
This way, sir.
Coming. Mr. Smith, permit me to congratulate you. You had me at a disadvantage. I have only a small crew, and it is for that reason you succeeded in forcing me to surrender.
Search that man.
I am not armed, Mr. Smith.
I'd rather make sure, Doctor.
As you wish.
You're in command of the submarine.
I am, Capitan.
What is your name?
My name is Dr. Fu Manchu.
I represent the police and hold a warrant for your arrest. Consider yourself my prisoner.
This is the end, Doctor.
I presume you have waited years for this day, Mr. Smith. The day that gave you victory, as you term it. Well, you have victory, and you say that this is the end. Well, perhaps it is. Who knows?
Shadow of Fu Manchu.